around 90. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low temperature, mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A homicide investigation is now underway after the death of a man who was shot back in August. Authorities say 38-year-old Rodriguez Hampton was shot on August 4th in the 3100 block of Atlanta Highway. He died from his injuries on September 10th. Authorities initially began a death investigation in the case, but now say his death was a homicide. Governor Kay Ivey announced she will be undergoing treatment for a malignancy discovered on her lung. Ivey says this cancer is treatable and will not prevent her from serving as governor. Ivey says the spot was discovered during a routine exam. And in the last week, around 120 wildfires have burned more than 1,000 acres of land in the state. The state has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties because of dry weather conditions. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and be on the lookout, Prattville. Coming soon to the preferred community, the second location of Smooth Vapor.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Jack has not been able to make it today, but Emily Hayes is here hanging out in studio.
It's me. I'm perfectly adequate.
Thank you for doing that, Emily. Perfectly adequate. You're a little more than adequate.
I should get a shirt made that says perfectly adequate.
Of course, some of the news today.
people are, in fact, descending on Area 51. They want to see them aliens. Let me see them aliens.
Every time you say that, it makes me think of...
Like some pervert
well,
in the bar?
Well, it makes me think of New Orleans Mardi Gras.
Right, there you go. Let me see them aliens. I'll give you some beads.
Yeah. Like, hey, mister!
Right. Also, Bill de Blasio has dropped out of the race. Some whistleblowers given Donald Trump hell, as well as Rudy Giuliani. There's so much going on. But I have some fun stories coming up. Some very fun stories indeed. But first, let's go to East of the Rockies.
Hey, good morning to my favorite people on the radio today. Sans Jack, man. He's on assignment, by the way, Joey. You know that's the common parlance whenever people are not on television, right?
Oh, right. He's on assignment.
He's on assignment, yeah. Hey, look, and I don't know what to do. I'm devastated that de Blasio's not running for president. What's going to happen to our society?
I know. Like, we got to have that common person to hate for everything to, you know, hold together.
I mean, man, if he'll kill a groundhog, he'll defend America, won't he?
Well, you'd think.
Yeah, you think. Look, real quick, I appreciate you guys for not using Imagine Dragons for bumper music, but Emily, can you scare me up some Husker Du sometime before noon today?
Oh, well, you know, ultimately, this is Joey's choice.
Right.
Okay. But,
yeah, dealer's choice.
I'm happy to be persuaded.
He's behind the board.
That'll be great. That'll be great. I'll look forward to it. And, man, your first full week on the air, Joey, you knocked it out of the park, man.
Oh, I appreciate that, East.
Oh, bless
it. I know
it's
going to take folks, and I'll just be blunt here. Whenever there's a change, some people aren't going to like that change. Some people will love the change. Some people will go, I'm going to wait and see. I hope to convince everybody who feels all sorts of different ways that it's a good change. It's a big opportunity for me. It's a great opportunity to work with folks like Jack Campbell. Jack is a dream to work with. I didn't realize how easy it would be.
Well, your guests have been good. I mean,
right,
I've enjoyed all that. But Emily, I need your help. What do we do now to promote these guys? Do we need a billboard in town, or do we go with T-shirts?
I'm thinking koozies, like, you know, hold your beer in there.
I like the idea of koozies. Mm-hmm. Those are good. Yeah. I'll never turn down a good koozie.
And, you know, I might go streaking. No, I'm not going to do that.
That's just me talking.
I'm not that confident yet.
I don't know. I think it's a quality product that's respected, so let it.
Oh, koozies. Okay.
Let it do its thing.
Like you said, I thought you were referring to streaking.
No, only if you paint your...
It's a quality product.
Talking about the show. I was talking about News and Views being quality product, quality radio. But if you want to talk about koozies...
Well, it's the last hour on a Friday. The wheels are already falling off.
Oh, bless it.
Well, you guys have a great weekend.
You too, East, and keep listening. I now have... I think I found the secret to long, happy lives.
What's that?
So keep listening.
I'm 103 years old, so that'll work out great. I want to hear more.
How about that?
How about them apples?
See you later.
Appreciate it. There's a woman, Emily.
What?
A woman.
Are you seeing someone?
Viola Smith. No, that's not important who I'm seeing or who I'm not seeing. There's a woman named Viola Smith. She's been drumming for 80 years.
Drumming?
And she didn't start when she was two. She's been drumming for 80 years. She's now 106 years old.
Wow, she's got the beat.
Right, and so she credits... That was some gentle comedy there, Emily. I don't know about that. In fact, I kind of want to bail out of this story now just because of that little line you shared there. But apparently, she says energetic drumming as well as moderate consumption of good wine. Now, I like this woman. 106 years old, still drumming. So, yeah, a little bit of exercise. It's tough.
It is.
It's tough. It works the mind, too. You got to stay on beat and rhythm. So that's a really cool story. 106 years old. There's a picture of her younger Emily.
What?
And here is, if I can find
it. To quote Greg, what a dame.
And here's her today.
Look at her go!
Yeah, that's crazy. Her at like 26 compared to her now at 106.
That's amazing.
That's so cool. I love that. And it really has happened with better medical advancements, better diets. And some people are just living longer, man. Like over 100.
There was that lady that talked about she drank 3 Dr. Peppers a day. And that's why she was like 101.
I love the folks who do live over 100. They're like, what's your secret? It's not energetic drumming or wine. It's like, I ate bacon every morning.
Yeah. You know, and when there's a certain age that you get to, and we won't talk about it, but there's a certain age that you get to where you can just say whatever you want, and it's accepted
right.
because you're older.
Right.
And you've seen things.
You've earned it.
Right?
I mean, my
grandma's there right now.
Right. Well, also, but, like, all this judging people, like with the blackface thing, like, especially somebody who's older, it's like, you don't know what it was like in the 60s. Like, we can read history, and it doesn't excuse all the bad stuff that happened, say, in the 1960s.
No.
But it's also like, you don't know what it's like to have actually been living at that time, say, as a young person. You don't know. So it's, I think, ridiculous for young people, especially today, to look back, you know, 50 years ago, if, let alone 100 or 200 years ago, and judge people by your standards today. Just, well, you're dumb. Excuse me, pardon me. Or you're misinformed. Slow your roll. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. All these things. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi,
how are
Sharon.
You?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to chime in with East and tell you that I have not suffered one single second of trauma for the change in the show.
Wonderful.
It's been awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joey does a great job.
He does. It's so fun to see somebody concentrating on something other than themselves.
Well.
Very nice.
No.
Doing a great job. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, Sharon. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're here.
Well, I'm going to try to keep making you proud. And, you know, if I mess up, call up and give me help.
Yeah, you call him back. You keep him in line, Sharon.
I need to be smacked around occasionally.
I'm not going to be up here every day.
You let me know when you need some smoothing, and I'll call you.
Have a good day, Sharon.
Thank you. You too.
You do? All right, and let's see who this is on line one. Always dangerous just to put people on
air. I know,
air,
random call.
Who's this? You're on the air.
It is extremely dangerous to answer the phone when I call.
Oh, good Lord.
This is William B.
Good Lord! How are you?
We must be entertaining ourselves.
Well, you know, I'm just wondering what's going on. You know, Jack takes a day off and Emily shows up and, man, I don't know what's going on. You know,
actually, I didn't want to give the game away, but I will.
Uh-oh.
I will, okay? Can you just hold on for a second, William B? You're called... Just it's
always important.
Me.
Always important.
Jack is actually doing research right now. He's doing research.
Oh, he's on assignment doing research. Okay.
Not on. He's. I don't know where he is, but he's doing research. There's an important thing about to drop here in the next few months.
Oh, I thought he went to get. Never mind.
Well, actually, it's not even the next few months. It's going to happen September 27th. So a week from today.
What?
A new EP, a new music album will be dropping called Open Your Eyes. The artist.
Uh-huh.
And Jack, I assigned him. I said, Jack, take some time, look into this, because we need to know this situation every which way. The album, the EP called Open Your Eyes, is by David Hasselhoff.
What?
Really?
This is big stuff.
If it wasn't for David Hasselhoff, we'd still have the Berlin Wall.
And it's going to be essentially an album description reads, marking the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall and the reunification of Germany, Hasselhoff bridges several musical cultures, including the UK, Germany, and the USA. Songs covers include Echo and the Bunnymen's Lips Like Sugar.
No, my gosh!
The Jesus and Mary Chain's Head On. Modern English's I Melt With You.
These are jams!
And David Bowie's Heroes.
Shut
All
up.
Sung and performed by the Hoff himself.
Oh my, y'all, this is a gift from God. And if I don't receive this for Christmas, I will be so upset.
I don't even know what to say other than, well,
You never got Teddy Ruxpin, so don't expect that. So. But anyway, I'm sorry, Emily. I shouldn't have done that.
Taking you right back to 1988 and 30 years of disappointment. Thank you.
I had to bring you down a little bit. I mean, quality product? Come on.
What? This is a quality product.
I mean, if you got something to say, William, be just say it.
Well, hey, you know, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder, but anyway.
Yeah, I know what this is about. It's about my hair, right?
Yeah, get a damn haircut.
You know, I'm planning on doing that this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to donate it, or are you going to keep it?
No, I'm not
going to
cut all of it. Yeah, I'm going to do something with it, but I think you'll like it, William. I think you will.
Joey, you know I'm just messing with you.
I know this.
You know that.
But I'm still going to get a haircut because I want to.
I'll get Sharon back on the horn to put you in line, William.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll pass on that. I just called to tell you how much I've enjoyed the show recently, and hope Jack is back soon, but I do enjoy hearing Emily. I don't know why, but
me either.
That's the tone I love.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, That's all I needed to say, and then you kind of threw me off of that Hasselhoff thing.
It's so, big news, and this is why Jack needs to research
it heavily. Yeah, we couldn't just let that slide. That's very important.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I just had some crude leg joke, but I'll let that go. Anyway, great job. Love the show. I'm going in search of some pointy boots, maybe a snack cracker. And
Little Debbie. I'm coming on home, baby.
Appreciate it, William B.
All right, see you.
See ya. Okay, look at this. All these phone lines lit.
It's amazing.
What's going on here? News and Views, you're on the air with Joey Clark and Emily Hayes. How are you doing? Who's this?
This is Jerry Finley.
Hey, Chief Finley, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm a new listener, and I'm really enjoying the show.
Thank you, sir.
I got a comment on this whistleblower, President Trump.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear you.
I think it's President Trump sending this whistleblower out there because he's too confident about it, and it just drives the Democrats crazy, and they act all nuts when they get something like this.
And Trump's done this before, ever since, what was the name he used where he would act as his own publicist? Was it like John Connor or, like he would, where he put out essentially, the news thought they had a bombshell where, Trump pretended to be his own publicist. And it was in the news cycle for like, churn for 2 or 3 days. And they finally reached to the reporter that would have had the audio tape that was circulating. She said, yeah, I lost my tape. The only other person who would have had this, who leaked this audio of Trump acting like his own press secretary, would have been Donald Trump.
Right.
So I see your theory. That's interesting.
But, I mean, that's my view on it, and I'm really enjoying the show. And I want to continue listening. I live in Andalusia, Alabama, but I work out of the Hyundai plant.
Oh, okay.
You live in Andalusia. Do you happen to know the Clarks from down there? That's where my dad's side of the family is from. I'm trying to remember. Well, honestly, I'm trying to remember who's still with us and living down there. But, yeah, I've visited Andalusia several times, visited the old farmhouse, and they built this posh mansion right next to it now. But that's where I'm from, so it's good to hear that name, that city.
I'm born and raised there, so it's a good place to live.
Yes, sir.
It's beautiful down there, too.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, man, and thank you for the kind words, and keep on listening.
Thank you.
All right, and before we hit the break, one more call. We can do one more.
It's your call, man.
News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Clark, Emily, this is Clint.
Hey, Clint, got any more felonies you want to confess to?
What?
This is what he does, Emily. He admits it's always way in the past, so he can't actually be charged with it, unless it's about, you know, smoking something. But anyway, Clint, how you doing?
Yeah, I broke the law this morning on my motorcycle, so. I confess again.
Oh, goodness.
75 and a 55. So
yikes.
Hey, yeah, wow.
You know,
slow your roll.
You know, but hey, you know, I like the Knight Rider.
I loved Knight Rider. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always thought it was so cool because the semi truck would be in front of him and then the back would just drop down and he and Kit would just ride up into it. It's amazing. And it's the best. It's one of the best theme songs ever. The 80s had really great theme songs. You talk about Night Court. You talk about Knight Rider. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything with Knight in it.
All those cool synthesizers.
And you are correct, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hasselhoff just, a lot of men just got jealous of him.
Or by a lot of men, do you mean you?
No, I thought the guy was pretty cool himself.
So no feelings of envy or jealousy at all?
Oh, no. I hope he does even better.
Oh, and I'm with you. Nothing but admiration here.
That's what I have for the young man. He's done well. And, man, you have done an outstanding job this week on this program.
Thank you, Clint. I really appreciate
it. You have done great. So keep it up. And you and Emily, y'all have a great weekend.
Well, thanks.
You too, Clint. Drive slow.
Yes.
Slow down. I've gotten to know Clint, and he's quite a character. Had a crazy life. It's always amazing here. Just a quick note to talk about us for a second. Working on radio, you never know who's going to call.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's like my dad. never know. But then you get to know people over the years. I mean, some people, like we heard from East of the Rockies at the beginning of this hour, have been talking to him now for 8 years. And, you know, we haven't gone out to dinner or anything like that, really. But you get to know each other from mm-hmm. messaging on the Book of Faces, getting the calls almost every day.
Yeah.
And we thank you for that, East. And those loyal listeners, it's amazing you build a radio family almost.
There's a really beautiful thing that radio does and offers, and that is companionship. When you think about it, you know, you check in with us every day, whether we see you or not. We don't know.
Right. And I always try to keep the perspective, and my roommates help me with this because they listen to the radio, driving to work and whatnot, is I have to put myself in the shoes of somebody who is driving to work, somebody who is maybe working, but their job requires them to travel a lot.
Yeah.
And I always try to keep in mind those folks are usually actually working, you know. I have to read a lot, I have to study a lot, and I have to prepare my voice.
Yeah, you have to prep for the show.
You have to prep for the show, but largely I'm sitting on my butt talking. Not the same thing as what a lot of people are actually doing. We're putting their back into their
world. Now, I'm going to tell you this, because this has been my mindset. I've been in radio for over a decade, and husband and I will have these conversations where I'll come home and I'll be tired from I do three shows here at the station and at the company.
Numb brain, yeah.
Yeah, like my brain just, my brain needs a rest.
Right.
Not really good at answering questions very quickly when I get home from work, you know, usually. But husband and I have talked about this because he works. He's in a shop.
Right.
He's sweating. He's building things.
He's very good with his hands, ladies and gentlemen.
But so, you know, he'll come home and, you know, he'll say that he's tired, and then I feel guilty for saying that I'm tired, too. And he's had to help me understand that it's a different kind of tired,
right,
and it's totally okay.
It takes all types to make this world go around. And I hope those folks driving in their cars, you know, putting their back into their work, I hope we can bring you a little bit of the news, a little bit of the world, a little bit of entertainment here, and, you know, have some fun at the end of the day.
Fun. That's what it's all about.
But we got to hit a break here. If you want to join the conversation, it's Friday, folks. We can go anywhere. There ain't none. Ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
I need Jack here.
It's ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
And everybody.
Everybody.
And is there another one?
I've got too much New Jersey in me for my mom's side of the family. I can't do the Southern thing perfectly.
Yeah, Jack's got one of those great Southern voices.
He really does. And he knows everybody.
Well, that's what a good Southerner
exactly
should be. The one that knows everyone.
Because it's Friday and there ain't nairn, no rules, give us a call. Whatever you want to talk about. 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell is, well, doing research on the latest Hasselhoff album to come out September 27th. And Emily Hayes is here in studio. We're having a lot of fun. Be right back.
Love.
station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Jack is out today, but Emily Hayes is here, and I feel very good about that. This part of the program is brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama. I mean, just the average person, Emily, spends 3 hours a week in the bathroom.
It used to be something you enjoy.
So, yeah, you need to enjoy the current scenery. You need to feel at home, comfortable, and also have, like, good ventilation, these sorts of things.
Ventilation's really important.
It's quite key, but also beauty. Beauty is key. It's more important than I think we give it credit in our everyday lives. So let Bath Innovations transform your bathroom from boring to beautiful. Locally owned and operated, Bath Innovations specializes in bathtub to shower conversions, custom tile installation, walk-in showers, fiberglass repair, and more. So contact them today and learn more about their affordable bathroom remodeling solutions. And folks, here's actually a great idea. Go to their Facebook page, Bath Innovations of Alabama, and you can see the beautiful before and after photos. So you can see proof, actual examples of how they made people's bathrooms beautiful. Because sometimes it's an afterthought. Don't make it an afterthought. Call Bath Innovations of Alabama today. Set up an appointment. 277-2723. 277-2723. You can get a free estimate or check them out. Bath Innovations on the web at bathinnovations.com. And of course, tell them if you go by that you heard about it here on News Talk 93.1 FM from Joey and Jack on News and Views. So let's go to the phones and talk to a gentleman I haven't had a chance to actually talk to. We've had a few messages swapped back and forth, but hey, Hardshell, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm great. I'm feeling good today.
This is the first chance I've had to listen to the show, or even, I mean, certainly to call in, but to even really listen for more than a few minutes in the new venue, because I've been tied up in meetings away from the office and traveling. In fact, I'm traveling between offices right now, or I wouldn't have got to hear this. So I was one of the people you were talking about earlier. And I just realized my whole call is going to be just like an absolute non sequitur to anybody who wasn't listening before the break.
That's fine.
But you know, the subject of David Hasselhoff came up, and I hate to admit that I'm almost as excited as Emily is. If my wife were here, she'd be making tremendous fun of me. But I gotta, because the Hoff came up, I have to test your nerd cred just a little bit.
I know this. I'm gonna fail. I'm just gonna tell you, but go ahead.
No, you'll get this one, I think. But do you know what classic Marvel Comics character David Hasselhoff played in a TV movie several years before the character changed drastically and came into the MCU?
I didn't know this.
I feel like Jay would know this.
I did not know this off the top of my head. I have to be honest, but I have a magical thing called Google. So I now know the answer, but you tell the audience out there, Hardshell.
He played the ever-loving Nicholas J. Fury.
Yeah, now portrayed by Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very interesting how that came about, because Nick Fury was introduced in the 60s as the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. after being a character in a World War II comic called Sergeant Fury and His Howling Commandos. And the math worked out then, because it was only, you know, 20, 25 years after World War II. So, but they kept the Howling Commandos in the MCU. But when they went through one of their many retoolings of the Marvel Universe, they came out with a version called the Marvel Ultimate Universe.
Oh, okay.
And when they did that, they took Nick Fury, who always had the stogies and the growth, the beard growth, and the eye patch. But he had been a white character in the 60s and 70s in the Fantastic Four comics, who had an Irish background, grew up in Hell's Kitchen. And they changed it, and when they changed the character for the Ultimate Universe, they actually drew the comic character based on Samuel L. Jackson. So the comic character looked like Samuel Jackson.
Wow.
I'm sure never dreaming that eventually the character would be played on screen, famously, by Jackson. So this is one of those rare cases where the character was drawn to match an actor, and then the actor ended up years later playing the character.
That's really cool.
He does a great job, but they totally retconned the character for the new... But there is a TV movie that was made, and it was pretty bad. I mean, it was a TV movie with TV movie budget and right. With David Hasselhoff. But he actually did a pretty good job playing the character.
I've always liked Hasselhoff. I've always liked David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. So, Jay would have known that before I even finished the first sentence, but he's a fellow geek. But I just didn't know if you ever get a chance to see it, it's actually worth watching. It has a good chance besides, but... Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there and welcome you to these new hours. And when things settle down and I could spend more time in my office in the middle of the day, I'll actually have you on in the background throughout. So I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Thank you so much, Hardshell. Really appreciate the kind words and the trivia. I like that.
Well, you do a great job wherever they put you, and I know you'll do well with this.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Good talking to you.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
This boy's a gambler. Hey, listen, you can't be East of the Rockies' favorite people. Y'all are my favorite people.
Whoa, dang.
Well, there's plenty of me to go around.
I know there's plenty of me to go around.
That's what I hear. That's why you won't talk about who you're dating. Anyway, listen. So,
Oh, wow.
Stop sharing the truth, all right?
That's why you won't say, you never want to lock into one on the air. You know what I'm saying? Because then the other one will get mad. Okay, so, but yeah, that's what happens when you drive a little hot rod Beamer with a convertible top.
You're giving away all my secrets, man.
I'm sorry. Hey, Emily, listen, man, you got it made now. Because, you filled in for Jack today on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
You know what that means. That means Jack's got, he got to hobble up them stairs on a Saturday morning, Friday morning at 6 o'clock to fill in for you. You get an extra day on the God's country on the coast.
It only seems fair.
Oh, yeah. Jack sitting in with Greg and Rich and
that
Jay.
That would actually be brilliant.
That would be hilarious.
It would be. Yeah. Well, he owes you one, so there you go. And, you know, Mardi Gras is coming up. Be here before you know it.
I'm telling you. Lazelle, bon ton roulé.
That's right. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi to y'all. I really didn't have anything other than just mention it about Jack. He'll be glad that I did.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
He'll be so glad. Go, shut up. Don't put ideas in people's heads. But anyway, all right, man. Hey, y'all doing great, man.
Thanks.
Enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. And, Emily, I know you're excited about Mardi Gras and all that, but could you please never speak French again in front of me?
Is it horrible?
No, it's not. It's not you and your usage of French. It's just French in general. It's true, folks. I'm a pretty even-handed guy, except when it comes to the French. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe, it's Josh.
Hey, Josh. Good to hear from you at this hour. How you doing?
Exactly. Good, man. I've been listening to you all week. You know, of course, I don't get to call and interact, but you're doing great, man. You just jump right in the saddle like a seasoned veteran.
But
I've been enjoying it, man. And I was going to see if you could run down some of your secrets again. I was trying to get to my notepad and pen and paper. I couldn't find it.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. What was that?
No, I was saying I didn't get to write down your.
No, you're breaking up. You're like.
No, but yeah, man. I came up to Alabama for the day and sitting on the porch enjoying this lovely weather and just listening to you. And just wanted to tell you, man, doing a great job. Enjoy it. I missed the 6 o'clock though, but.
But you got to give something up to gain something. So always the nature of life in general. So, but I appreciate you calling, man, and I appreciate you listening. And I got to get by a dinner table with you sometime, especially with food fair you've presented. So
absolutely, might be able to do that a little bit sooner than later.
Awesome.
But we'll talk soon, buddy.
All right, thank you, Josh. Thank you.
All right.
Well, folks, we got to hit a break here. Coming up with more calls. 272-9228 is the number. Y'all hold your positions. I'll come right to you during the break, and we'll get to the phones very quickly. You're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark. Jack Campbell couldn't make it in today. He's on assignment researching the new David Hasselhoff album to come out. But Emily Hayes is here, and we're all just so excited.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My Tires Expert Service.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long.
God has given us many gifts, folks, but he was feeling really good when he gave us David Hasselhoff.
Look at him.
The Hoff is coming out with a new album.
Look at how serious his eyes are when he says he's been looking for freedom.
What a great chorus. I've been looking for freedom.
Man, why isn't that somebody's campaign song? Bring it back.
I agree. You're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark, usually Jack Campbell, but he could not make it in today. So Emily Hayes is here. Thank you so much for hanging out this
morning. You're welcome. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And look at this. We got some more calls. Let's talk to Jarhead. Hey, Jarhead, how you doing?
What's going on? I feel so honored to be talking to the queen of Blue Water Revival herself, Miss Emily.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I'm going to take it upon myself, Joey. You are no longer Commander Clark. You are promoted to Captain. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Wow. Captain. I appreciate that. That's a quite of a promotion right there. Do I need a new medal or like something to put on my suit or what?
just a funny hat.
Okay.
Which I'm sure you have one
of several. Yeah, we'll get him a funny hat.
Oh, sure. Now, I collect funny hats, so that'll be easy.
Yeah, very good. But, man, I am so proud of you, and you're doing such a great job.
Thank you.
And everybody loves you. Everybody admires you. You are knowledgeable and intelligent without being condescending, and that's what we like most about you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Y'all take care of yourselves, okay?
You too.
Well, we'll do our best.
He left out my humility. let's go to Joel. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
Hey, ditto on what he just said. I'm going to say it's so good not to turn on radio and have to listen. You listen to anybody calls in where your predecessor, he was rude and unsophisticated. And I love you and Jack. Y'all are great. Emily is sure enough great.
She is. Well, and let me be frank here, Joel. Like, I respect your opinion, and fine, but I've long considered predecessor a friend, and I wish nothing but success to them as well. They're a competitor, but I wish nothing but success to everybody. No ill will on my part. I just hope people can, you know, find their way in life and enjoy life. I wish you heaven, everybody.
Oh.
Well, And I have no ill will for it, and I was listening to him and all, but like I said, when your radio talk show host, he's wanting to listen to himself more than it was to opinions of anybody else. So, but you keep on doing a great job.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, bye.
And let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Well, it is Papa B, Joey.
Papa B. I know, I remember you when you were calling in with that Bobby A name. Oh, I remember. I remember things I remember.
You do. I had to change my name. You know, we've entered love bug season. We shouldn't really have summer, winter, fall. We should have, like, you know, whatever insect is populating. And
I know.
We're just exiting stink bug season, and now we're into love bug season.
Well, and I do my grandfather's lawn every weekend, and those things just will not leave me alone.
They're awful.
And they're sitting there, you know, loving each other right in front of me. It's just so obscene.
It's obscene. Oh, maybe. Yeah, my windshield's getting covered with them as we speak.
That's the thing that's so troubling is you wash your car,
right.
You drive home, and you're already back in the same situation that you were when you pulled up to the car wash.
I know. It's just
awful.
It's almost useless.
I know.
But congratulations, by the way, Joey.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see that you've been, your talent has been recognized for what it is now. I'm sure it always was, but, you know, it's an opportunity for sure. And
thank you. Yes, it is.
I'm passing along my congratulations with everybody else here. Joey.
Yes.
So, you know, we got Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. It looks like they're the two, really, that are going to fight it out in the Democrat Party.
I agree, yes.
Think that too? Okay. So, Joe Biden, whatever you might think of him, more of the blue-collar, traditional Democrat. Elizabeth Warren, certainly from the extreme left, far left, and she can't hide it. She might try, but she really is not going to be able to. Because we really don't have a George Bush in the party, running the party on the Republican side now. We've got somebody that can really go ahead and come out and point things out for what they are. They're not going to be nice about it.
Right.
So, you know, given these two extremes, I've always been impressed with the Democrats that, you know, they've been able to hang together no matter what. As, no matter what, they will stick to one another like glue. But these two are so at odds, and the party, you know, seems to be more at odds. Do you think that the Democrat Party is going to be able to stick together like they usually do when the nominee finally happens? Or do you think there's going to be some...
I'll give probabilities. I think the probability of a yes, they'll be able to stick together, is high, and it it's not a long argument here. We all know how much a lot of Democrats and a lot of people just don't like the president. And I think their disdain for Donald Trump might hold them together. However, if you get into next year and the primaries are all done and there's still not a clear leader, and let's say it's Joe Biden, Liz Warren, and also Bernie still sticking around, I wonder what happens at a contested convention, because I assume superdelegates will more go with Joe Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. I love saying his full name. because Joseph Robinette Biden was such a good name, we got to give it to my son.
Sure.
But imagine the superdelegates, they right now can't vote at first. Superdelegates only come into play for the Democratic Party if there is a second ballot at the convention. So imagine it's a second ballot. The superdelegates rush to Joe Biden with his current delegates, but then Bernie Sanders throws his support behind Elizabeth Warren as the progressive torchbearer. And at that point, if it's really deadlocked, I think there might be such a bitter taste in some people's mouths that despite their disdain for Donald Trump, they don't have the same enthusiasm as they might have if nothing had happened at the convention. Especially if Biden ends up the nominee, then a lot of the progressives are going to be very, very upset.
Yeah, the enthusiasm gap is where I'm really headed with that, I think. You know, because I don't see either one of them generating the kind of enthusiasm that is really required for a Democrat to really carry the day. And in particular, if Elizabeth Warren does not get it, are the really hair on fire left wing going to go out and vote? I don't think so. Not in the numbers that they need.
Well, I'm not voting for that neoliberal Joe Biden.
Well, you know, and he's going to tack back to the middle. Well,
yes.
Well, however he can. You know, it's not going to make any sense, but he will. And so that's going to really throw them out. Well, so the, you know, Dan Marsh, for instance, solution is Elizabeth Warren is the vice president.
That's very possible. And that could help some people. It could help some people. And I'm up against a break. I got to go here. But also, let's just be clear that Donald Trump is yet really to go to work against whomever the nominee is going to be. And already the trends in the head-to-head polling are going into Trump's favor, and he hasn't even started his work. So we'll see. I think as long as the economy remains strong, and it's possible that you could have a downturn, but as long as that downturn doesn't happen before Election Day, I think Donald Trump is the clear favorite.
In the words of the once famous coach, you're so right, Carl.
Appreciate the call. Well, thank you so much to Papa B. Thank you so much, folks, for listening. We got to hit a quick break here. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Jack couldn't make it in today, but Emily and I have been holding down the fort here, and we've been getting all sorts of excited for David Hasselhoff's new album by listening some old classic Hoff. He was a huge hit in Germany in particular. We'll be right back, folks.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business.
Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, welcome back to the Closing News and Views. Been a great show today. Thank you, everybody, for all the calls. Thank you, Emily, for being here today.
Perfectly adequate.
Perfectly adequate. I think you're a little more than that, but I'll take that label as well for you. We've only just begun. We've really only just begun. There's a lot going on in the news. Of course, we'll be keeping up with the daily news cycle, the churn and burn of everything going on in the press, all the scandal, the constant things going on. But we'll be on top of that as well as local happenings with the mayor's race coming up, all sorts of things.
A lot happening.
All sorts of things going on, starting the name game. People are already registering, but the name game is going on for News Talk. Just so many things going on. And
what a time to be alive!
To quote my favorite old late night host, Craig Ferguson, it's a great day in America! It really is a great day in America. So I really appreciate everybody listening. Up next, I'll be sticking
it's
around.
You.
Producing with the Dan Morris Show. There's a reason the man's name is on the show. Because he's been around the block a few times. He knows politics pretty well. Alabama politics, national politics. Dan Morris and I will be holding down the fort next from noon to three. Then happy hour with Greg Budell. I hate having to leave Greg, but I think he understands. And that send-off with the Barney cake was a lot of fun.
That was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, thank you to Donnie Davis and Ashley, his daughter, and so many folks over at Liquor's Bakery. Again, I'm just so happy. I'm over the moon and enjoying the time slot. So be back on Monday.